public information meeting on the future of the Norlite hazardous waste incinerator in Cohoes, New York, is set for Wednesday night. Since news broke in February that the Norlite incinerator on Saratoga Street had been burning stockpiled old firefighting foam that contains toxic PFOS for the Department of Defense and other parties, there has been a series of reactions from environmental activists, government leaders, and residents of Cohoes. The New York State Departments of Environmental Conservation and Health and the City of Cohoes are hosting a virtual public information session Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on issues related to the incineration of hazardous materials at the Norlite plant. Cohoes Mayor Bill Keeler, a Democrat, says over the last 8 months, people from the city and the surrounding area have expressed concerns and have asked many questions about the Norlite revelations.
Since March, we've been working with DEC to help get some answers to those people's questions. So this meeting that is coming up, it's a WebEx meeting. We strongly encourage people to participate. They can email questions in advance. They can participate in WebEx itself, or they can call in questions.
Former EPA Regional Administrator Judith Enck says the meeting is the culmination of all that activity to date. She says Norlite burned 2 million pounds of PFAS-laden firefighting foam in 2018 and 2019 without publicizing it and has not done a good job protecting residents of the Capital Region from its pollution.
These are highly toxic chemicals that never degrade in the environment and can have devastating health impacts, including kidney cancer, testicular cancer, thyroid disease, and other illnesses. I think an important part of the meeting on this week, this Wednesday, should include why Governor Cuomo has not signed a bill unanimously passed by the New York State Legislature that would prohibit the burning of toxic firefighting foam at Norlite forever. This bill passed over 4 months ago, and while the governor has been busy with COVID-19 and other issues, we think it's long past time that the governor sign this bill into law to make sure that the people of the Capital District are not exposed to these toxins in the air.
The Norlite facility is in a state-designated environmental justice area. Keeler says the online event will offer three main areas of focus.
Number one, DEC will provide an update on the soil and water testing associated with the incineration of firefighting foam. Secondly, but this is separate from the AFFF issue, Norlite now has a new pollution control system has come online. So DEC will explain the testing required for that system. And thirdly, and perhaps most importantly, DEC Commissioner Sagos has promised that he would take a comprehensive review of all Norlite,
which entails an explanation of the permit review process for Norlite's State's Air Title V and Part 373 Hazardous Waste Management Facility permits, and how the public can get involved. Keeler hopes the session will help ease anxious minds.
I think Cohoes speaking as the mayor of Cohoes, we just want to ensure the health and safety of the people of not just Cohoes, but the surrounding area. I mean, that is the number one job of government. So, you know, we would like to see that, DEC as a regulator is ensuring that Norlite is complying and is being a good neighbor. And I believe Norlite wants to be a good neighbor, so we'll see how this testing goes.
Norlite did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.